And then there were two. The next leader of the Conservative Party in the UK, the successor to former Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, will be either Robert Jenrick or Kemi Badenoch. Voting has closed. The result will be known on Saturday. And our London correspondent, Tommy Mescal, has more. So, Tommy, and then there were two. Tell us about Kemi Badenoch and Robert Jenrick.
Well, Anya, they're both very much seen as being on the right of the political spectrum and the Conservative Party. They're both not afraid to provoke controversy and have caused plenty of it during this leadership campaign. But they've run very different campaigns, it has to be said. Robert Jenrick is a former immigration minister. He quit Rishi Sunak's government because he felt the Rwanda deportation scheme wasn't tough enough. And he has been quite specific about what he would like to do if he was Prime Minister. And namely, that is to pull the UK out of the European Convention on Human Rights. Kemi Badenoch's campaign has been very interesting in that she has largely avoided offering specific policy proposals, which has attracted criticism from Jenrick. She talks about returning to first principles and basically developing policy in consultation with the members and fellow MPs in relation to the ECHR. She hasn't committed to pulling the UK out of it or sticking with it. So if she does win, it'll be quite an achievement in that she's managed to get through this leadership campaign without committing herself to specific policy proposals.
And who's the favourite?
I think the sense is, Anya, that Kemi Badenoch is likely to be announced as the winner tomorrow, but it is hard to gauge. The campaign has been underway now for months and it's failed to attract much attention, it has to be said, to the extent that many believe that the turnout has been quite low, and both leadership contenders have said that themselves. The bookies have Kemi Badenoch as the favourite. The Conservative Home website, which is popular amongst grassroots members of the Tory party, it also has her well ahead of Robert Jenrick. But with turnout low, it's hard to know who that might suit.
I mean, they're a party that just got thrashed in the general election by the Labour Party. They've been divided under their previous prime ministers. You go back Sunak, Johnson, May, even Cameron, driven to the right on account of Nigel Farage and his impact on politics and Brexit. So, I mean, what are the chances of Conservative recovery or unity under any new leader, Tommy?
I think that's true. That might partly explain why the turnout has been low, because for centrists in the party, the so-called One Nation Tories, they're unlikely to be pleased with either of the two candidates on offer. You'll remember James Cleverly, the former Home Secretary. Mm-hmm. He was seen as the candidate who had the best chance of uniting the party. He had called on them to be more normal, but then he was booted out of the race after many suspect tactical voting had backfired. At a press lobby event yesterday in the Parliament, the Liberal Democrats leader Ed Davey was asked if he'd accept any Tory defectors after the leadership result is announced tomorrow. He was taken aback by the question, but his answer was interesting in that he said he was more interested in Tory party voters who had defected during the general election. Mm-hmm. The Lib Dems took a lot of Tory votes, and perhaps a more moderate Conservative leader would have stood a better chance of winning those back.
But meanwhile, the headlines are all about the Labour budget, the first Labour budget, and the market's not impressed. How's it going down, Tommy?
When the budget was being read out in the Parliament on Wednesday, the markets were largely calm. Then in the hours afterwards, they became a little more unsettled, and those jitters continued yesterday. The markets are not doing too well, although it's certainly not at the scale of the Liz Truss mini budget. Basically, it seems that the markets are a little bit worried about the amount of borrowing that the UK government has taken on. There could be a few reasons, though, other reasons to explain why the markets are jittery. The US election is happening next week. The Bank of England is also due to make a decision on interest rates. So perhaps that might also be contributing to it. But I think many in the Treasury will be keeping a very close eye on this over the coming hours and days.
And of course, voters will have to give their verdict at some point on the tax increases. Presumably, Labour Party hope that this is only something they'll have to do early in their administration.
Exactly. Make the tough decisions now early in the Parliament in the hope that they'll be able to offer easier budgets in the time ahead. They're ploughing a lot of money into the NHS, and a lot of Labour backbenchers are hopeful that voters will start to see an improvement in the NHS over the coming years, and they can go back to the electorate and say, look at this, these tough decisions paid off. If these tough decisions don't pay off, if you don't see improvements in the NHS, and if you don't see economic growth, well, then you could have tougher budgets ahead. So it's a bit of a gamble that the Labour Party has embarked on. We'll have to see how it plays out.
Quite a contrast with our own recently passed budget, Tommy. Thank you for that. That's our London correspondent, Tommy Mescal.